There is a photograph making the rounds this week on AVWeb. Picture of the day, September 9th, 2026. Skip Stewart over Oshkosh. If you have not seen it, find it, because before I tell you what it means, I want you to understand what you're actually looking at when you look at that image. I'm Tower. This is ATIS on Radio Hangar, and today we are going to talk about the kind of flying that most of us will never do and why every single pilot should understand it anyway. Before we get into it, a quick word from today's sponsor, AviationSoul.com. If you have ever earned something in this cockpit, whether it was your private certificate, your instrument rating, your airline transport pilot, or just the moment you soloed for the first time and nobody else in the world really understood what that felt like, Aviation Soul builds challenge coins for that, precision-made, built for pilots, designed around the milestones that define a flying career. Every coin tells a story. Find yours at AviationSoul.com. Now, Skip Stewart. Skip Stewart has been performing at air shows for more than 3 decades. He flies a custom biplane called Prometheus. The name alone tells you something about the man. Prometheus from Greek mythology, the one who stole fire from the gods and brought it down to Earth. If you have ever watched Skip fly, you understand the reference completely. The Prometheus is a highly modified biplane. We are not talking about a factory airplane flown well. We are talking about a machine that was built around a specific kind of flying, modified over years of performance, tuned to the edge of what aerodynamics will allow, and then pushed a little further. The engine puts out more power than you want to think about. The airframe is stressed far beyond what most of us will ever ask of an airplane. And the pilot inside it has spent thousands of hours learning to use every ounce of that capability with a precision that looks, from the ground, like something between magic and insanity. It is neither. What it is discipline. And that is the thing that photographs should make you think about. When AVWeb publishes a picture of the day from Oshkosh, they are capturing a single frozen moment, a fraction of a second, one frame out of what is, during an air show performance, hundreds of decisions happening simultaneously. Skip Stewart does not go out to Oshkosh and improvise. He does not wake up on show day, climb into Prometheus, and just feel it out. The routine you watch from the flight line is the result of an extraordinary amount of structured, deliberate, intentional work that began months before anyone set foot in Wisconsin. Let me tell you how airshow aerobatics actually work, because I think most pilots, even experienced ones, do not fully appreciate the framework behind it. Every airshow performance involving aerobatics happens under a waiver. The Federal Aviation Administration, or FAA, prohibits aerobatic flight below 1,500 feet above the surface, over any congested area, and over any open-air assembly of people. That is in Federal Aviation Regulation 91.303. You probably know this. But what you may not know is that airshow performers fly under an FAA-issued certificate of waiver or authorization. The waiver specifies the location, the altitude floor, the pilot, and the aircraft. It is not a blanket permission. It is a specific defined authorization that the FAA grants after reviewing the performer's qualifications and the safety plan for that event. The International Council of Air Shows, known as ICAS, works alongside the FAA to set performance standards for civilian airshow acts. Performers have to demonstrate their routines at altitude before they are ever allowed to bring that routine down to show altitude. There is a formal review process. There are defined altitude floors for different categories of maneuvers, and there is an ongoing relationship between the performer, the airshow, the FAA, and the safety community that governs what happens on show day. Skip Stewart operates at the top tier of that system. His altitude floors during performance are some of the lowest legally permitted for a fixed-wing act. When you see him knife-edge a biplane 100 feet over the runway at Whitman Regional Airport, what you're seeing is not a cowboy taking chances. You are seeing the end product of a system that has been designed, tested, reviewed, and authorized specifically so that what looks like chaos from the ground is, from the cockpit, controlled and deliberate. That distinction matters enormously. There is a version of airshow flying in the public imagination that does not match reality. The version that imagines performers as reckless daredevils who just love going fast and low. That version is wrong. And it does a disservice to people like Skip Stewart who have spent their careers doing something genuinely difficult with genuine rigor. The safer version, the accurate version, looks like this. A performer designs a routine. They fly it at a safe altitude. 10,000 feet, 8,000 feet, whatever gives them room to work. They fly it again and again until every entry, every recovery, every transition is automatic. Then they begin to compress it. They bring the altitude floor down incrementally, checking each element, verifying that the recovery margins work at the new floor, building the confidence not from bravado, but from verified data. By the time a routine is being flown at the altitude you see at an air show, it has been flown hundreds of times, every contingency has been considered. The performer knows exactly what happens if an engine hiccups at the top of a hammerhead. They know their recovery altitudes. They know their escape routes. Oshkosh in particular presents its own set of challenges for airshow performers. Whitman Regional Airport during AirVenture is one of the busiest airspace environments in the world for that week. The coordination between the airshow team, air traffic control, and the thousands of aircraft operating in and around the Oshkosh area requires a level of airspace management that is genuinely complex. The airshow performers are working with defined show lines, defined altitude floors, defined timing windows. They are not just flying, they are operating within a tightly managed system. This is where I want to connect this to the rest of us. Because here's what I think every general aviation pilot should take from watching someone like Skip Stewart at Oshkosh. Not the aerobatics themselves, not the idea that we should all go out and try knife-edge passes at low altitude. What we should take from it is the underlying framework. The deliberate practice, the incremental exposure to new challenges, the habit of flying a procedure at altitude before you bring it down to the real-world environment, the understanding that margin is what keeps you alive, and that reducing margin should only happen after you have completely mastered the thing you're about to do with less of it. That is not an air show pilot concept. That is a pilot concept. Think about how you approach your own flying. When you transition to a new aircraft type, do you fly the pattern high before you fly it at pattern altitude? When you practice instrument approaches in VMC, do you have a hard deck below which you're not going to go regardless of what the approach plate says? When you're flying in marginal conditions, have you pre-briefed your own personal minimums and committed to them before the pressure of the moment can override your judgment? Skip Stewart's relationship with altitude and margin in an aerobatic routine is the same relationship you should have with your own aircraft and your own limits. The difference is scale and application, not principle. Now, let me talk about the International Aerobatic Club for a minute, because this connects directly to the photo from Oshkosh and to something accessible for any pilot who wants to pursue this path, even at the recreational level. The International Aerobatic Club, which operates as a division of the EAA, the Experimental Aircraft Association, is the governing body for competitive aerobatics in the United States. They run an annual contest series. They define the categories from primary all the way through unlimited, and they provide the framework within which civilian aerobatic pilots develop their skills in a structured, progressive, safety-conscious environment. Primary is the entry point. A pilot at the primary level is flying a defined sequence of basic maneuvers, loops, rolls, hammerheads at altitudes that give them plenty of room. The judges are grading precision and execution. You do not need a specialized aerobatic aircraft to start here. You can compete in a Cessna 172 if it is aerobatic certified, though most primary competitors are in something like a Citabria or a similar purpose-built light aerobatic airplane. Then comes sportsman, then intermediate, then advanced, and finally unlimited. Unlimited is where you find the pilots who eventually make it to performances like what Skip Stewart does at Oshkosh. That progression from primary to unlimited does not happen overnight. It takes years of focused work, competition feedback, coaching, and the kind of deliberate practice I was describing earlier. Each category demands more precision, more difficulty, and ultimately a deeper relationship with the aircraft and the aerodynamic envelope. The EAA provides access to aerobatic training and IAC membership through their network of chapters and affiliated clubs. If you have ever been curious about aerobatics beyond the occasional role in a rented decathlon, this is the pathway worth looking at. I want to come back to the photo itself for a moment, because there is something specific about Oshkosh as a venue that makes that image meaningful beyond just the aerobatics. Oshkosh is the week when aviation reminds itself what it is actually about. The Homebuilds and the Warbirds and the Ultralights and the airliners, and the military demonstrations, and the seaplane base, and the forums, and the static displays. It is chaotic in the best possible way. And in the middle of all of that, right there over Whitman Field, in front of hundreds of thousands of people, you have pilots like Skip Stewart doing things with an airplane that remind everyone watching why they got into aviation in the first place. There is something about watching an airplane pushed to the absolute limit of its capability by a pilot who is completely in command of the situation. It is the same feeling you get landing a complex airplane smoothly in a crosswind or breaking out of the clouds exactly where you plan to. The scale is completely different. The underlying satisfaction is the same. You and the machine working together, doing something precise and difficult and doing it right. That is aviation. The photograph AVWeb published this week captures one instant of that. Skip Stewart, Prometheus, Oshkosh 2026. If you look at it long enough, you stop seeing a stunt and start seeing a pilot. One more thing before I let you go. The airshow community in the United States has had a complicated relationship with safety over the years. There have been accidents, there have been losses. The community has responded to each one by examining what went wrong and building the findings into the system. The ICAS Foundation maintains safety data, the FAA works with performers and event organizers, and the culture within professional airshow flying today is one that takes risk management seriously in a way that was not always true decades ago. That evolution is worth acknowledging. The air show you watch today is safer than the air show your parents watched in the 1980s. Not because the performances are less impressive, but because the framework around those performances has gotten more rigorous. That is what happens when a community decides that excellence and safety are not in opposition to each other. Skip Stewart embodies that. 30-plus years of performance, a career built on precision and discipline. Still showing up at Oshkosh and reminding everyone what is possible when a pilot and an airplane understand each other completely. Thanks to AveWeb for the picture and to the EAA for Oshkosh. You can find more at radiohanger.com. I'm Tower. Stay coordinated out there.